The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, it is time to open, and we have a door that's opening for you this morning. You're going to have a lot of fun with what we're up to. You're listening to Waking Up in America, and we're a radio magazine with dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America. And we're brought to you by Dr. Val, and that's doctorval.com and 42action.org. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world, and you can check that out by hopping right over to our website at wakinguminamerica.com, and oh my gosh, there it is. You'll see the team. Gail is over in India right now. Randy and I are here with you right now, and we'll get some other people back involved in this, because what's actually happening is Val Kirkgaard here has been playing a game at Landmark called Happily 200, and that's my project. And Landmark Education has courses, and the entire courses are about building charitable events, okay? Because what Landmark knows is that it's better for people to actually give than receive, and they actually teach us how to be the kind of human beings that can do that. And, you know, what can I say? I've done 55 courses at Landmark, and every time I want to do something, I actually sign up for one of the courses that support you in that. That particular course that I'm in right now is called Self-Expression and Leadership Training Course, SEOP. Now, here you go. So 80 of us are in there, and we've all just trying to pick something that we really liked and that we really thought would be terrific for ourselves and others. And it has to be terrific for others. As it can be terrific for you, but the project you have has to be terrific for others, too. So it's about service. And then that gets to be fun when you have a room full of 80 powerful, brilliant people helping you with your project. So just kind of painting a little Rembrandtish background of the nature of how my life is thriving. Right now, Happily 200, by people signing up for that club, what's happening is you actually put yourself into the clearing of immortality. Out there, it's out there, it's said. I figured everybody could handle 200. It shows up in the Bible. It shows up in a lot of places as how old you could live to be. It's wonderful stuff. I remember as a child, I was told that I would tell people that I was going to be live to be 127, and they'd pat me on the head and say, "That's sweet, dear. That's very sweet." Who knows? You know, Randy, who knows? I totally could do this. So you're invited. Randy's in. Ron Hayes is in, too. Gosh, he is right there with his T-shirt and his subscription. It costs $50 for a T-shirt and subscription. And you can write me at val@wakinguminamerica.com, and I'll contact you, and we'll set the whole thing up, and I'll welcome you aboard to the possibility of being 200. Because once I accepted that possibility, then I had to change everything that I had to look at in my life. I had to let go of the drama. I had to, if I wanted to get things done, I had to heal the past, which I'd been working on for years, but there's an acceleration that actually occurs when you start letting go of things. I paid about $1,000 for some books a few years back by a secret society, and they've been worth it. It was a good investment, and I was rereading those books, and what I saw was that. It was all about managing your life and creating your life. So Happily 200 is my invitation to you to get over reacting to your life and start creating it. And I started looking around for things and projects that would support this. And the members of the club, and we've got some hot members in here, you guys, famous artists and warriors. And by the way, there's some terrific warriors on the planet. They saved my butt more than once. Okay, we've got dancers. We've got all different people standing for this possibility, because the moment you accept it, and if you can accept it this morning, you'll be able to actually accept the possibility that you have enough time to do whatever it is that you want, that the resources are around you for you to restore your bodies, your hearts, and your souls. This is the invitation here, and it's for you, our listeners, and it's an invitation for us. And I am surrounded on this call by some of the most amazing human beings I have ever met in my entire life. That's Mike Vitale, station announcer, backed up by Ron Simon, backed up by Jess Spinard over at Voice America, backed up by John Young. All those people I put in the credits that I whiz by every week are the ones that are reaching out to you and saying, the idea that we have here and what we're offering to you is magic. It's if it's time for you to have magic in your life and to let go of the pain and the drama, this is it, okay? And Randy Shannon. You know how much I like her. This wonderful bugger went on and got this whole thing going, and she would call me up, and she'd go, just sign up.
I told you.
I know. She didn't give me many details. But Randy, how long have we been doing this? 3 years or something?
3 years, yep.
Something like that?
3 years in January.
Yeah, there you go. 3 years in January. What can I say? Where God said, give them a gift, and they gave them Randy and Val.
Aw, that's right.
In our clearing, in our space, Randy's the mud wrestler. I'm the researcher.
Mud runner. That gives a different picture, Val, remember?
But I wanted them to know that you're willing to crawl through any muck and have fun.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be?
Yeah.
Didn't you have fun mud wrestling, running?
I love mud running, yes.
Yeah. So I just want you to get a picture, okay? In the SELP, in the Self-Expression and Leadership course, they had this conversation, and the conversation is you have to go around and you have to ask everybody what your strong suit is and what your weak suit is. I'm not dare asking you guys on air. I don't know what you're up to, whether I can manage your sense of humor or not. Anyway, as I'm asking all these people, my son actually nailed it the best, and then everybody else stood around and waited, nodded their heads, so that my best teacher was my persistence.
Mm.
What do you think my worst feature was?
Same one.
Yeah. I can't give it up. If I get a good idea, I can't give it up. So this radio show has been on 28 years, and let's just say nicely, it hasn't always been easy.
That persistence is good, Val, because, you know, Zig Ziglar's always said good things come to people that wait, but better things come to those who go out and get it. So that just fits you. It's perfect.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking of another one, too. The Lord helps them that help themselves.
There you go.
Yeah. And let it be quite clear, even though I have, like, Buddhist things around the house and stuff like that, Kelby and Randy and I were talking last night. I'm a Christian. Right now, I've got a little adorable gold cross around my neck that I don't like wearing outside. I like a little glitter of gold, but I don't want to be running around with a cross in my hand. That's not what I do. But I run around and I be who I think the invitation of Jesus Christ was for me to be, a great human being. And it's available to all of us. And the thing is, Randy, I've been told that we were born in this time to be at this time because this was our job to be at this time. And that includes Kelby and that includes Shalene, our guest on the show today. We were born to be here. And you were born to be there too. And if I got a call this week from a friend that was going suicidal over mortgages, and I was afraid, you know? And I look at the
scary
stuff in the world.
There's a lot of people going through that right now, and some of them actually carry it through, which is really sad.
Yeah. And then, you know, things happen. I myself am going to court next Wednesday, and I don't quite have my strategy yet, and I thought I had it all stuck out, but things are not working according to plan, my plan, okay? You watch. By the time I get on the radio program next week, there will be some miracles that will have happened, or something special will happen. Right now, I have a llama, a Tibetan llama, sleeping in the guest bedroom with a really wonderful woman, and I met her at a gas station on this karmic thing, and we both knew it was karmic. So for those of you that believe in karma, this radio show is your good karma today, okay?
You know, that reminds me of the conversation you and I had, Val, about all the people that kind of rotate through our homes.
Yeah.
And that's when you and I both discovered at the same time. Do you remember that? You said that, this person that's at your house right now is there, and I was telling you about all the people that were in my house.
Yes.
And you and I are the type of people, we just open up our door, and you learn so much from other people. And you learn what you like, what you don't like, and whenever somebody new comes through, you kind of just take the best from them, and you can incorporate it and throw away all the rest. That's what I love about today's call, is we've got a call with great people. This is a gathering of great minds today, and we're going to discuss something amazing. So I'm excited for today's listeners.
I am excited, and when Randy was talking about letting in great people, one of the things that you get to know is that people have different customs than you have, too. If this show is about anything, it's also about understanding the differences in people. Okay.
Right.
But one of the first people I ever let in my house was when I was married, and Lonnie will laugh to this day at this story. And I brought in a foreign student from Korea, and his name was Dong Wong Ru. Okay. And bringing Dong Wong Ru home from the airport, I'll just tell you that part of it was a really interesting thing, because he wanted to find out where something was. And in those days, if you went to a gas station, you could ask for a map. And they would give them to you.
Yeah, now you need to pull the phone out.
Yeah, but in those days, it was a map, and they would hand them to you, okay? You sure, you would have one. So we went to a gas station, and I got him a map, and I handed it to him, and he was having fits by the time we were driving along the car. Finally, I pulled over, and I asked him what was wrong. And he said that I had just stolen the map. I said, no. They give them away here. So this man was buying from something having been stolen from him, when something was actually being given to him.
So, interesting.
In the transition of this program, Randy and Kelby are going to tell you about something that I think is really hot, and I'm already signed up for it. And Shalene is our newbie, and our retired governor for the state of California, Shalene Nightingale from the Republic.
Hello.
Going here, you know, and when I met Shalene Nightingale, I couldn't let my hand. Do you remember when I shook hands with you and I couldn't let it go?
Yes, yes, I do.
It was
in Visalia.
Yeah. What was that? I mean, it was like we must have stood for 10 minutes holding hands, because we literally they didn't let go.
Yes. True.
And then I went. And then I always wondered what the destiny would be, and I got all pumped, because then I would know the governor of California. You know, and she would be a dear friend and all of this kind of stuff, and she would know the ambassador of the Republic, which, by the way, I never did give that back. So it's with all this in mind that we're here today, and whether you haven't heard him talk yet, but Kelby's actually going to give us a blessing to start this whole conversation, because we really want you to know that there's a door for you to walk through here, and life is different after that.
Right now?
Oh, yeah, go, man, go.
Lord, we want to thank you for these ladies, these beautiful women on the call. Just bless our call, Lord. Let us open our ears and hear something for us today, and just understand that you're about our weekend. We love you. We thank you. And we pray this in your son's name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. So, Randy, you want to run this thing?
Yeah.
And then
I'll
come in at the half hour with the giving our sponsors some credit, and back to you.
It's very important to start every day off with a positive thought and good prayer. So thank you, Kelby, for that. So successful entrepreneurs are always givers, and they didn't become successful entrepreneurs right from birth. They had to work their way up into it. So a lot of challenges is what make successful people. And, everyone on this call, all of these speakers, we have all had our challenges. And when something good comes along, we are the biggest mouths on the planet, and I love that about us. And everyone on this call is so strong, and I'm just blessed to have everybody in my life. But something came along in the last couple weeks, and I did call you, Val, and I said, Val, you got to get started. And I didn't even tell you really anything about it. I did the same thing with Kelby. I said, look, remember that thing that I mentioned and that Dave mentioned? You need to just do it with me. We're going to partner so that we're not always, like, butting heads as we're sharing this with other people. So we have something called Start Fundraiser. But actually, more important, you now, Val, have something called WakingUpFundraiser.com, and people can go look at it while we're on air. So I'm going to let Kelby introduce Kelby Smith, one of my great friends, and he's going to actually tell us a little bit about it, and then I'll kind of give some really good bullet points of why we're different from everything else. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. You know, this was introduced to me about 4 months ago, and then Randy calls me up and says, we're going to do it, and because we know everybody, we're going to do it together. And I started thinking to myself, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time to do anything. And the reason why I don't have a whole lot of time is because I'm constantly trying to raise capital to take care of things for multiple businesses and different things that I do on a daily basis. So when I first got introduced to this, I was really taken back because I saw one single video, and it was a really kind of like a just a basic introduction. And then I saw a second video, and then it was a little more about how distribution happens. Now, I want to ask you two questions. If you're on the radio, you're listening, or even Dr. Val, what I do now is I ask people a simple question. Do you have a need to raise capital for anything? And this is going to be kind of a funny statement, because you look at all the fundraisers out there. Everybody's trying to raise that money for education. There's people trying to sell a potato salad and raise money for that. There's people trying to, you know, and literally you can raise money for your alcohol issue, meaning not to go get help, but if you were honest enough and you told people you were out of money and you needed to buy some alcohol, there's nothing in the law that says you can't raise money to do something to that effect. As a matter of fact, receiving donations in general don't fall under a taxable income requirement. How do you know that? Well, you get donations for Christmas from your grandparents, your friends, your family, everybody. And so that is a non-taxable event. So this particular entity that we're talking about, when you structure up a fundraiser for yourself, they don't require a tax ID number. They don't require a social. So, first question, do you need to raise capital for yourself for anything? Are you late on your house?
A Kangen water machine.
So that's a great concept. Second question, if you had an opportunity to be a part of a technology that would allow for you to receive donations that you did not have to pay back from people you did not know, would you be interested? And the answer is yes, because how do you receive donations from people that you don't know? And this is a simple process that I'm gonna throw a visual, because I don't have a whiteboard here for you. I'm gonna throw a visual, so everybody that's driving, pull over for a second and think about what I'm saying, because this is the single most powerful tool I have ever seen in my life. And nobody has this in the world but us on this call. So watch this. Put yourself in the center, put a circle around it, and type 1 through 7 above you and type 1 through 7 below you. So when you donate, let's say, for example, somebody, you raise a project. By the way, projects don't cost anything. You can go and start for free, get a website, create the website, and you don't have to donate anything or pay for anything to be able to do that. So let's just say, but I want to receive donations from people down below me. So what you would do is donate $200 to the person above you. And in turn, now you can receive donations from level 2 below you.
How do you get that money to them? Do you give it to them by a check or credit card, or what happens?
It all happens right through your website. Like, for instance, on your website, WakingUpFundraiser.com, if somebody wanted to donate to you, they would click on that orange button at the top, and then they would come to your page. Like, if they wanted to start their own fundraiser, they click that orange button, then the next page says, join us now. They click the purple button. They could fill all that out. There's no credit card requirement, and they could start developing their project today. And
wow.
they can receive funds, and it will go right into their account, and they can attach it with PayPal, a bank account, or there's three basic ways to pull the money out. But now listen, here's the giant scope. Imagine for a second, if you can tap into people that you didn't know below you to put eyes on your fundraiser, how can you do that? Well, number one, everybody has a need for a fundraiser. Everybody. There isn't anybody that I have asked at this point that doesn't have a need for extra capital. So when they always want to explore it. And in the last week and a half, Randy and I have introduced this and brought on about 60 people. So people that come in, and here's the beautiful thing, people that come in, they're donating $200. And they're now getting an opportunity to receive donations from people on levels below them. And
you know,
look,
I want to just stop you here for a minute, because one of the things that you said about that, this is absolutely brilliant. And in this Happily 200 thing, I've been looking at these fundraisers things, Kelby, and normally, like, you may do, like, or GoFundMe or something like that was one of the ones that I looked at. I heard
uh-huh.
only like 10% of those projects ever even get looked at. Is that true?
You know what? They have to. Yeah, that's more of a Randy question, but they really have to do their own marketing from a standpoint of email list and you know, going out and driving traffic. And most of them don't ever meet. And not only that, Val, they have to meet a qualification. They set up a deadline for themselves, and they set up an amount. And if they don't meet those, it gets refunded. They don't
wow.
get an opportunity to pull those funds out and win. Plus,
yeah.
there's a ton of fees. Now, listen, here's the beautiful thing. This website, this entity, charges, here's the number, zero. So
wow.
if $200 comes into your project, $200 goes to your pocket. Okay? Now, you can stop right there, and you could say, I want to pull that money out and recover my donations. Or you can donate it up and now get a chance to receive donations from a couple levels down. And people are going to go, well, how am I receiving donations from a couple levels down? Well, look, everything in life is not for free. We all have to talk. And if you ask two questions like I just did, everybody's going to say yes, especially on the third. Well, great. I want to introduce you to somebody who brought me into this and let them explain it to you.
I want to tell you something really quickly about it. I went to see my friend Roseanne last night, and she says, oh, I can't do this. I put 600 here and 600. I said, Roseanne, be quiet. You're doing this.
Yeah.
This
Amen.
Kind of thing
that's
that you
exactly
can actually talk like
do.
That about, right, Randy? You can just say, like you did with me.
Yeah, well, Kelby does it even better. He says, shut up and sign up.
Now, see, I wouldn't have responded to that from you. You did it perfectly with me. It's, and by the way, that's the way you talk when you know your friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you say, listen, yeah. leave me alone. On the, I know I got you into the dinar. You got to see what I have to wade through because the dinar hasn't paid off yet. I know it will.
Look, this is a way to save all of your friends, everyone who invested in the dinar.
Well, they're not talking to me because of the dinar. I made them
well,
all buy
dinar. Well, we're
going
to save them all with this. That's where
okay,
we're at.
Okay, good. I'll forward this to them so they'll know I know that I know. Okay?
Let me jump in, Kelby, and I'll let you finish because I'm going to just hit on a couple of things that you just said, and he will further explain it. But this company did just $5 million last year, and I say just $5 million. How many of our listeners have had a company that did $5 million last year? So that's still a lot of money, but in the last 30 days, they did over $1 million. So this is in a massive growth phase. Just look at an arrow on a chart, and it's straight up right now. So what Kelby said is no fees taken out of your donation and no quotas. There is a story about a man who was foreclosed on, kicked out of his house, living on a park bench, basically, homeless. He did a fundraiser with one of the competitors, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, I don't know which one it was. but he didn't meet the quota, and he didn't make it in the deadline. So every dollar that was raised for him to get off that park bench got sent right back. And when I saw his picture the other day, he was starting over again, saying, they gave all the money back. I couldn't get any of it, not even $1. Our company does not do that. WakingUpFundraiser.com does not do that. You get to keep whatever there is. Now, when Kelby and I were, we had shared this with our first 22 people, we received over $4,000 in donations for our own fundraiser. And we decided we're not going to keep that. We're going to pay it forward. And we donated every dollar of that $4,400 to other people's fundraisers. We had our eyes on other people's fundraisers. And you can also set this to an auto-donate if you want, which we did. And I was driving in the car, and I got a phone call from a guy who had a fundraiser, and our system automatically gave him money, and he called me to thank us for our donation. And I said, that is so fantastic. I didn't even know which one you had, and I'm so happy for you because now you have funds that you will get to keep to do with as you need for your fundraiser. So, you know, keep that in mind. In this, it forces eyes on your project. Those other ones, you cannot be guaranteed. The less than 10% out of hundreds of thousands of fundraisers that are out there, hundreds of thousands, get barely any eyes.
We have to give our sponsors, because we have to have them on this part of the show or they'll never forgive us.
We need them.
Interrupt this, too. We'll come back. There is more there. Trust me. And Shalene is being enormously quiet and probably taking great copious notes. Kayani, join us. Thank you very much, Kayani, for the good food and the good nurturance that I've gotten from your heart. And Mary Louise Zeller, you rock. Ron Zeller, your book, Aging and Ageless, it's part of the guide for Happily 200, along with the Holy Bible and things like that. You know, what can I say? And the Happy Healthy Hunzas. What we're here is we're strong and we're powerful, and our sponsors have helped us be that way. Patricia Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar, it's time to have this wonder back on the air again. The last time she was here, Randy, you remember her on the Exercycle?
Yes, for an entire hour of interview. Uh-huh. She was never winded, and she was jumping, I think, on a trampoline. She said she was running in place doing windmills the entire
hour. I've
got
to get her in the Happily 200, okay? Protandin, ConingCompany.com, these are all over on the website. So Jason Linnerty, honest to God, the stuff is... tastes good, and it's working on you silently all the time. It's an immune system booster, and we can always use that. Every single product on this list is tried and true, like no kidding. Randy Shannon's 42action.org, coningcompany.com, that's the Eustachian tubes. We clean those out. We manufacture those cones. Aqua Chi, it's a system that's profound that cleans your blood. Minerals, good minerals. You can go over to the website and get good minerals, follow the link. Salsa from El Pinto's, Jim and John, the salsa twins, who happen to have Kangen water at their restaurant and do yoga and then serve martinis afterwards. I love these men. Marketing with the Stars, advertising at an incredibly low rate all over the universe from an advertiser that's been on like 10 years now. So thank you, Ra, very much. Galactic Federation with Sheldon and Colleen. I'm on the call every month. It's being, you know, having a conversation about the possibility of our galactic neighbors. Alkaline Restructured Water, Brooke Peterson, I'm going to have to call you this morning for my own purposes. Her telephone number is 561-628-1845. Alkaline Restructured Water is a way of telling you the Brooke has Kangen water machines, and mine just broke down. It's years old, okay? What can I tell you? We're here. We're for you. Randy's here. Shalene, you've been listening very quietly. Shalene has a radio show of her own, and I wondered if you'd give a little plug for your own radio show. Because
Absolutely. We are a Liberty Talk radio show. It's the WakeUpMissionShow.com. Just go to the WakeUpMissionShow.com and get all the details.
See how pretty she is, too, as well.
Oh, thank you.
So, any questions about what's been going on and what you've been listening to here?
Yes, absolutely. So, first of all, what a great concept, and absolutely everybody is right. people, especially now with the U.S. economy and really the economy around the world, people need funds. The job market, of course, is not good, no matter what they say. I don't know if you know this, Val and company, but approximately only 3 in 10 people who are actively seeking work, only 3 in 10 actually land jobs. And most of those individuals are landing underemployment from what they've been accustomed to in the past. In addition, over a million, that the what they're telling you about the unemployment rate is not true. And there's a lot of people that are falling off. So basically a third of this country, it's a historic high of adults, anybody over the age of 16 not working. So people need a solution, a financial solution. And when they don't have the funds, it's hard to, you know, go and start a business or go and become an entrepreneur. But something like this is actually viable. So I'm here right now on Val's site. And I noticed, Kelby and Randy, there are 3 choices here, and I was wondering if you could go over them. There's a project manager only, basic, and it looks like you get private donations, a full project creator, and that looks like it's free. There's a second one that's $50, offers a little bit more. And then there's the final one, the one that I've heard mentioned here this morning, donate marketing tools at $200. So can you please, for me and everybody who's listening that would be curious if they went to Val's site and explain the 3 different packages and what the benefit or not benefit of each of them are?
You want me to do it, Randy?
Yeah, you can walk into them.
Okay. Basically, there's choices for anybody, and those choices are pretty clearly listed out what people can do. People do not need, and this is the important thing, people do not need to donate, pay anything to join, become a project manager, and have the opportunity to receive donations. Now, if you want to climb the ladder, per se, so that you can allow for donations to come through from below you, you have an opportunity to donate up. That's not an issue. But what we have determined is there is so many people right now that, you know, they have a disparage of how much capital is in their pocket. And so that first one where it says $200, you not only get a website, but you get the ability to purchase the first level completely off, where you will be on level 2, like you'll step up immediately to level 2, and now you're able to receive 100% of the donations of anybody that were to come in below you. And so what we just tell people, look, you may want to consider starting off at 0 if you have no funds. And I had a gentleman do this, and he immediately, within 24 hours, he had somebody donate to him $200. Now, here's the difference of, say, that $200 donation button and the basic donation button, which is free. He then had an opportunity to purchase up because he wanted to go up the ladder. He sees the magnitude of this. He wanted to go up the ladder so he can receive donations from down the ladder. And when he donated that $200, he only had to come up with $40 additional out of his pocket because he was able to use $160 credit out of the $200 that was donated to him, and the other $40 went up the ladder to the person that was above him. Point being, he missed out on a $40, what we call accelerator, but he was able to offset the hardship that he had by using somebody else's money to join this platform. So the reality is, that's the same for the $50 donation tool. Yes, you have a couple of other things that you can do with the $200 one, like you get marketing tools and your first 4 qualified. But the reality is, if you don't have money, do the basic. If you have the money, donate the $200, because I'm going to tell you right now, in a little under 2 weeks, we have received in donations nearly $5,200. And we are on level 5, step 2, and it is blowing up. And so we now have this opportunity to, instead of donating up, to keep some of the funds. And if you could look at it from a chart standpoint or a spreadsheet standpoint, the cost to donate to the very top that comes from other people's funds, meaning out-of-pocket funds to you, is $200. But the cost to donate to the top is about $22,000, and the benefit down from below is about $450,000 on a pretty generic 2x2 plan, which I'll explain in a minute.
Wow.
Another question, Kelby. You're talking about levels. So for somebody who hasn't watched the video yet, you know, it sounds like, let's just put it out there, multi-level marketing.
Yeah.
And as you know, people will say, oh, it's a pyramid scheme. So address that.
I will. Number one, this company has been signed off by a prestigious Utah law firm as a non-MLM company. It is called a Unilevel, but there's a lot of companies that are out there that do offer compensation plans that are not multi-level and not a pyramid scheme. Number two, there's nothing against the law from people receiving donations. This company just has an innovative way to allow for people to receive donations. Number three, this company does not charge a dime to receive donations. This company is a platform that allows for people to participate at 100% level to receive 100% of their funds. Now, there is no way a company coming from the industry that I've been in, I used to own a ACH merchant card processing company in the 90s, there's no way that a company like this could exist and have a merchant account of this level unless it had met the guidelines of the merchant card processor and bank and had a letter from an attorney stipulating that this plan is a lawful plan. And so investors have had to come and put the reserve requirements up, and this company has had a merchant account and been operational for over 15 months. So this company is pretty solid in that regard, and it's pretty exciting to watch it go. I hope that addressed it.
And they don't actually make any money off this, right?
They don't make anything on this. They have
that in itself is something.
Absolutely.
You know, that's one of the things I liked about Kayani. The people, there's certain things going on this planet. There are certain people, like in Kayani and in this situation, the people that started Kayani never took a cent out of it. They just kept pouring it back in so it would take care of people. They exist in all different kinds of products. You know, Tom Chenault of our mineral company, he's that same kind of guy. Not that he doesn't take anything out of it. It's a whole energy of paying it forward. And this company is structured so that's how you end up being. And in the wisdom course, I took on the possibility of doing a good deed every single day, and I have it in my cell phone. And every day at 4 o'clock, my cell phone has an alarm that goes off, and when I listen to that alarm, I ask myself, have I done a good deed today? Because that gives me plenty of times to do it. In the beginning, it was like I had to remember to do a good deed every day. Now it's like I look back and I go, well, I did about 15 this morning. It's a way of being that is just so incredibly rewarding, and it pulls you out of all the pain and struggle. And I'm just so pleased to be here and able to share it today. And the same way when Randy calls and says, just sign up. Now, they go where again? Where do they go? It's a really complicated title, isn't it? Waking Up?
WakingUpFundraiser.com.
That's a hard one.
And look, you know, this is simply crowdfunding that lets the little guy totally get involved. You know, Facebook a few years ago bought this new startup crowdfunding company called Kickstarter. And when it was still new, they paid $2 billion for it. It wasn't worth it then. Even last year's numbers, it was still only worth about $600 million. Why did Facebook pay $2 billion for it? Because this is, crowdfunding is the way of the future for people to raise funds for their projects.
Yeah, and I want to say something here, Randy, and this is also the way that you shed the pain, okay? This is also the way that you step into 200. When I talk to people about living to be 200, they would say to me, oh, you know, I can't do it with this body, right? Or they would say, oh, God, who wants to live to be 200 years old anyway? So that's why I changed the title to Happily 200. So once I took a stand, when you take a stand, you become a clearing. I know it sounds a little contradictory, but you stand in a clearing. Like, for instance, if you buy a certain kind of plant, butterflies will always come. So that plant is the clearing for butterflies to show up. Okay, one of the things I love about San Pancho, Mexico, is in the month of August, if you stand there on a hillside, the butterflies will land on you. Monarch, thousands of monarch butterflies will be there all over you in San Pancho, Mexico. So here's the possibility of all of this kind of good stuff happening here, because that's the energy that we're putting out now. You've been listening to us for 28 years, and we've discussed all of the issues of what's good and bad and hard on the planet and stuff like that. And it doesn't mean that some of those conversations can't be evolved and show up again. What it means is you never heard a show over here in which it's just a profound invitation for you to actually be there, just throw it in, and receive it back. And you do. It's not a thing you can lie down and just sleep on. Well, you probably could a little. But if you really want to take advantage of it, you're going to pay attention to the charts and the things of that nature, and you're going to make sure that the people behind you don't pass you up. It's like in a race. Randy, you're the runner. What's it like when you feel the people coming up behind you in the race?
It's not good. It actually messes with me mentally.
Does it?
Yeah, I feel like I got to kick it up, and then it throws me off on my but it does give me that challenge, you know, and that's what I am, like, so competitive, you know, as
so
Kelby knows.
You mean I haven't gotten to the machine part yet, okay? One of my friends is a marathon runner, Cecile. She's really funny. She's got a voice like a cartoon character. It's so weird. I'll talk to her, and she's talking, and it's like it's a cartoon character talking to me. Anyway, she told me this amazing thing, because she runs marathons. She's run like 10 of them this year or something like that.
Wow.
That she has actually reached the point where she's a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just feeds the machine. And so I started thinking about this all as a part of it too, because this gives us the opportunity for health, and there's a lot of amazing products out there. When I got into Happily 200, I started being a clearing for people to show up with stem cells. And one of the things is a woman sleeping in the other room with a llama. They're not sleeping together. They're just sleeping in the other room. That woman brought me Prevagen, okay? And Prevagen, there's only one creature on this planet, one creature, that's immortal. Kelby or Shalene, do you know?
No.
Octopus, I think, is what
you told me.
Yeah,
octopus. Bless that little sucker. They just keep doing it. They go through a whole cycle, and the octopuses are immortal unless you happen to, you know, like eat one or throw one away. I happened to had a bad run-in with an octopus when I was in. I used to be a channel swimmer.
How bad can it be? What do they do?
Oh, I was out of school for 2 weeks, and I had stings. I got into their little stingers, and my face swelled up, and I have a huge. But it's probably why I'm going to live to be 200. Because here's the thing, folks. Prevagen is now a thing made up from octopuses. And not only does Prevagen is sold as a memory booster. And let me just say that I'm not going to say any more than that on the air, but it's way more than that. Okay? So thank you, Debbie Ast, for Prevagen. Thank you, Burton Goldberg, for the conversation of stem cells, and a number of other people, because this stuff is not available, or you don't recognize it. You mean Prevagen, what's that stuff? I don't know. There's 4,000 other bottles there. But this is insider information that we're giving out today, and that's the stand that we are. So I'm not only inviting you to do the funding, I'm inviting you to do Happily 200, and I'd sure talk to you more about it if you gave me a call at 310-455-8623. I'd be honored. You should see who's here. We're up to 23 members right now, and I'm interviewing Ed Asner. He's either going to endorse this thing or he's going to join it, and he knows that. I'll be meeting with him on the 20th. And Julie Newmar, who is the original cat lady, she will either be in this or she will endorse it. You know, this, I'm telling you, it's people that are extraordinary just hold big ideas, okay, big possibilities. It isn't a force or anything like that. You might actually like getting into a charitable mood, and you may have actually been there a long time ago if you weren't so busy wondering whether you're going to get a good job or pay your darn taxes. By the way, that's just another conversation. I'm working with people right now to actually disappear all that stuff so that you can actually just access your birth account. So this is it. We're right here in the what do they call it, the full? What is it, Shalene? You know, when you're right there in the focus point of everything?
I don't know. But what I want to do is make sure that those who are listening that are interested in crowdfunding would have all their questions answered. So I'm here right now, Val, on your site, Waking Up in America.
It's WakingUpFundraiser.com, right?
WakingUpFundraiser.com.
Yeah, there you go.
And there is a form to fill out. So you choose the $200. And it's in just about every language. So obviously it's international. But Kelby or Randy, whichever one of you knows, I get this a lot when people have to fill out forms. They're giving out their birth date, their address. Is this, who receives this information? Is this private information? I mean, we know that with the government spying on us, how secure is this form?
Let me address that, Randy. The reality is, in the age of technology, with the level of threats that are happening, foreign and domestic, it's really hard to 100% secure everything. This is on a 512-bit encrypted server, so HTTPS means you're creating a secure socket connection between the server and you. So the only parties that have any information, which is in the most that they know, is your name, address, email, phone, and date of birth. The social isn't there, a tax ID number isn't there. So for them to be able to create a credit profile, it's not possible, or steal your credit information, it's not possible. The database is held on foreign secure servers on an Amazon cloud. And those are probably the most secure servers in the world. So there's not really a lot of risk, but you can't say that there is zero risk. So I just want to put that out.
I also want to put out something. I'm horrified, actually, with the fact that everybody already seems to know almost everything about me anyway. I can go over to these different websites and find out all kinds of stuff about everybody that I know. I don't know that we live in an age where people can't find out your birthday. So it won't matter.
Right.
It honestly will not matter because it just isn't related to this. Seriously, Shalene.
Well, no, I'm just saying, remember you said to me, ask questions that you think that Americans would ask them.
No, I'm not disagreeing
with you. So we want to make sure we cover all bases. So the other question is, and I don't see anywhere on this form, of course, I'm on here, so I'm not typing with one hand, I want to focus on this, but it looks like there's no place to put in how you're going to pay to donate. So,
right, because the site is free. So when you come in and you click that $200 button and you fill out that form, you're automatically given the website. You're automatically given the tools to develop your project page. The next thing you'd have to do is click the step-up button. The step-up button, and you go down to the bottom of that page, and if you wanted to step up and you wanted to participate in the program, you click the first four boxes on the bottom, the accelerator and all of step one, add them to your cart, and then purchase or donate.
Okay.
Step one, two.
And that's on when you get your own page, that step up is on there then, not on Valve.
Right, correct. It would be on the back office, what they created for a login for themselves, correct.
Amazing.
And
you know,
when you are doing that, when you are hitting that accelerator and those step-up buttons, you're actually donating to other people's fundraisers right out of the gate. So you're already a giver, and givers gain. There you have it.
And what form of payments do they take?
All of them. PayPal.
Oh, fantastic, because I was going to ask. A lot of people, especially in political circles, do not want to use PayPal. So
why is that?
That's fantastic. So another question, when people are donating to your particular, platform, How is it that you receive the funds that have been donated to you?
Great question. When we have received about $5,200 in donations in the last week and a half. And for me, that's exciting because when you look at the bigger numbers, this is the first project management software platform that purposely drives people I don't know to donate up to me. I've never seen anything like this. So to specifically answer your question, and I'm getting sidetracked. Repeat your question.
That's all right. How do you receive your donations?
Okay. I'm sorry. What we did.
It is early. It's only 6 a.m. for those of us while you're on the West Coast.
I know. No, forgive me. When you log into your back office, you click on the wallet, and there's a place right there where you can receive donations to your PayPal account. Or a direct deposit on a wire, and there's a third one that's slipping my mind right now. But credit card. They actually have a debit card where you apply, you upload a copy of your driver's license or passport and a copy of proof of address, and within 2 weeks you'll have a debit card that will be attached to your private project management account. So you literally can go and charge up to $7,500. A day on the card, and we'll come off your balance on this account. It's the neatest thing I've ever seen.
So when you said passport, so what if somebody didn't have a passport? They wouldn't be able to get the credit card option?
If they don't have a driver's license, a state ID, or a passport.
Oh, so they can have a driver's license. Got you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Any kind of identification, really. And proof
of address. But that is another question, and especially in the circles that we all know, there are a lot of people who are not, they're off the grid, they're not part of the de facto, and don't have those forms of ID, so what would they be able to do?
You know, that is a great question, and I've been talking with the founder of the company, with Randy, every day for about an hour, two or three times now, and he is so like-minded. I think Dr. Val, if we can do another show, I got to tell you about what he's developing as a project to help blind children in India. It's an unbelievable project, and it will help so many people on the project management side, too. It's a sister company. But this gentleman, I believe, would accept private identifications because that's where his mind is. He understands government intrusion. He understands the private versus public, and he's actually asked me for assistance in helping him with some of those areas. So I'll ask him that question, Shalene, and we'll address it next next week.
What you said about this other project with India and the kids of India, the people of India, actually, in general. Kelly and I have looked at this, what we're all involved in here, what you guys have just gotten started and have just a tiny grasp of. We see this as probably one of the biggest things we've ever laid our hands on. But the project coming is just ridiculously sick. It's so huge and so amazing. Kelby and I yesterday, when we were walked through it, were speechless, literally.
So, this program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media. Hold that thought till next week, Randy. Our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, 42action.org, and DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Ron Simon, and great kudos to Ron Hayes for his fifth year doing research editor with us, to John Young at Totally Gossel. Big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the year. Big thanks to our webmaster, Tramiel Hubbard. Merci beaucoup to our Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Do a mitzvah today. Do a good deed today. Whatever you call it, get it done. Give someone a boost and take charge of your life and sign up. Almost
and you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.